زي خدش وز هافي موري ياكميس بس زي خدش وز دانيال شيد وز يوشوا فال Okay, I'm sorry for the Wednesday night of regular Shir Bez Hashem. It's my father's Yahrzeit. So we're going to have the Shir on Pesach as well. And then those that can come, we're going to try to daven Marav after the Shir as well for the Yahrzeit. Next Wednesday night. Yes.
And Rebbe, you can send me the link how I can do the sponsor.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so tonight's shiur is Achilas Matzah B'Pesach. We know that the mitzvah of Matzah B'Pesach is the first night or the first two nights, and the question is, what about the rest of the Yontif? Is there a mitzvah or not? Because the Torah says Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. So it says Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. So you could say that implies that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for 7 days, or you could say that maybe just means that if you want to eat flour, a bread type substance, it's not that there's a mitzvah, but you have to, you know, eat matzah. But I don't know, the Lashon might be that may be mashma, well, that it's a mitzvah. And if it is a mitzvah, we have to discuss whether you make the bracha of al achilas matzah. You know, our practice is we only make al achilas matzah the first night, first two nights. You don't make it the rest of Yat, you know, throughout Pesach. You just make hamotzi lachem in the arts. But we don't make anything beyond that. And then you have another pasuk in page 3. Says Barisha Barbasa Yom Lachodish Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos Ad Yom Echadesim Lachodish Ba'erev. It means you're going to eat matzos on Barisha Barbasa Yom Lachodish Ba'erev. So the 14th Ba'erev, which we normally assume that means the night of the 15th. And that's, you know, it's so interesting because you ask anyone, where's the mocker that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the night of the Seder? They'll tell you, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, right? But it's a little bit misleading because it doesn't say like a mitzvah, it says, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos ad Yom Ha'echav Esim L'chodesh Be'erev. So the simple pshat of the pasuk is there's nothing special about that first night than there is from the rest. It says, Be'erev tochlu matzos ad yom until the seventh day. Ad yom ha'echad esrim l'chodesh be'erev. But somehow, the Amasar and Chazal is that that's like a separate mitzvah. Be'erev tochlu matzos. And if you look at the Ibn Ezra, he has a famous piece here on page 2. Ibn Ezra, in the middle of the page, says, Shivas Yomim, Tam Matzos Tochelu, Zoch Ezechel Al Achilos Metzesa Mitzrayim, Kilot Siva Sheyochlu Matzos Rachen Echolim Am Pesach, and then he says, Rak Shivas Yomim Tiva Lechol Matzos. Liozechel Asher Kor Lachem Mitzayim Mitzrayim. They made a 7 day. Vashivas Yomim Mitzayim Matzos Oechlu Ad you know, Shatova Paro B'Yom Hashvi. So he's learning that it's 7 days of eating matzos. There's a mitzvah for 7 days. That's how the Ebenezer is normally assumed, quoted. And the Chizkuni as well on page 6 says that also that he says Shivas Yomim in the middle of the page, first word one. Shivas Yomim says to Chel Ksiv Kloma Im Ocho Matzah Kol Shivas Yomim Kiyem HaPasuk Shal Shivas Yomim says to Chel. So that's some type of mitzvah of eating matzah for 7 days. And if you eat it for 7 days, then you're Mekayim this pasuk. So Im Ocho Matzah Kol Shivas Yomim Kiyem HaPasuk Zeh Shal Shivas Yomim Matzos to Chel. So this mashut is some type of kiyum. So many put together that the Ibn Ezra together with the Ibn Ezra together with the what? With the Chizkuni. Okay. So now let's look on page 7 to the Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach is a Rishon. He prayed a Perush on the Rambam. And the only place you can really get it is on the Frankel Rambam. Dr. Horvitz from YU, he wrote a Sefer of Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, but only certain parts. And then the Shapsi Frankel Rambam prints it on the whole thing, so that he only wrote it on the first halachas. But Rabbeinu Manoach here says the following. He says he doesn't think it's a mitzvah. Let's take a look. Oh, Ben. Oh, okay. Cool. So take a look on page 7 of the Rabbeinu. So I don't know if you heard. I saw you on the screen. So the Chizkuni and the Ibn Ezra seem to say it's a mitzvah all 7 days, and the Rabbeinu Manoach is going to argue with that on page 7. He says, "Mishum haytime lo merachin al achilas matzah ala b'layla rishon, sheikar chova ve'ena yochol lipadem merachilosa." He says the ikar chova is only the first night. Rashay yomim lo, the boy lo achil ala peres or kidneys, kidneys or pasores. You hold kidneys, okay? Nimsa she'ena mitzuva lechol matzah ala shol yochol chametz. Right. In other words, the rest of the holidays there's no mitzvah. You shouldn't eat chametz. There's no means don't eat chametz. It's a eat matzah, not because it's a mitzvah to eat matzah, it's because you can't eat chametz. He says, "Halamad dover domer laochel basar bakar v'tzon." If you eat meat, b'shar behema, so you don't make a bracha shekel shalom b'sosav laochel basar. Tachik kavrachman lo tochel basar chazir. In other words, the Torah says you can't eat treif. You have to eat kosher. But that doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to eat kosher meat. It means you can't eat treif. So really, if you want to eat meat, you have to eat kosher meat. But that is a mitzvah. Same thing with the matzah after the first night. It's not a mitzvah to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz. So really, if you want to eat some type of bread type thing, so you'll eat matzah because that's that's the only thing you can eat. Achanam lo tochal chametz. Well, ain't a mitzvah, mitzvah ala matzah. You want to eat fruit, you want to eat something else, so be it.
It's not what it says, though. When you're talking about
kashrus,
last week's question doesn't say you should eat basa. It says you should not eat
this. Well, what is zetochlu? It does say zetochlu. So, but he's saying, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a mitzvah. So, in other words, it can be formulated in a positive way, zetochlu, but doesn't mean that you get a mitzvah when you eat this type of chicken or this type of meat. It's that if you want to eat chicken or meat, this is what you have to eat, but not that it's a mitzvah. So that's what Rabbeinu Manoach is saying. That you don't get any points in Shemayim when you eat matzah the rest of Pesach. You only get a mitzvah that you're not eating chametz. Then there's a famous Balamor on page 8. Balamor HaKatan writes, so he also says the same question. So the Rabbeinu Manoch says the reason why you don't make it a bracha kol shiva is because it's not a mitzvah anymore. Just like we don't make a bracha shekel shalom is lechol basar kosher. This is not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah you can't eat treif. It's not a mitzvah to... So the same thing, it's not a mitzvah to eat matzah, only the first night, the first two nights in the Chutz Laretz. So he says another idea. Like sukkah also. Why is sukkah different? Sukkah, the mitzvah, achilah b'sukkah is only the first night, the first two nights, and yet we make a bracha the whole time. Correct, right? So what's the difference? So he says, "Yishal Hashiv l'fisha Adam yachol lechol b'shayom lamud below achilas matzah." In other words, technically speaking, you can eat vegetables. You can, I mean, he's talking about, you know, b'zman ha'gemara. There was no iser kitnius, so you can eat. You can eat. So there's so many things you can. There's so many things you could eat, but so many things you could eat. So what is he going to say by sukkah? So now he's going to say a surprising thing. He's going to say, for sukkah, so also you don't have to eat bread, so you don't have to eat, no. But she'en yochel lamud below she'en gimel yom. So you have to sleep. No one can get away without sleeping. Right? That's the famous Gemara Shavuos. If a person makes a shavuah that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, so right away he gets malchus because it's a shvur shav. Because we don't have to wait to the day three and see that he can't fulfill it. Because no one can fulfill it. So as soon as he makes a shvur that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, he gets malchus because it's a shvur shav. So that means that sukkah is something that you're going to need beyond the first night. Because matzahs you only need the first night, the first two nights. But sukkah you're going to need the rest. So b'meila, therefore, Buhukai Lishon Basuku Vatayoma, Vahidan Amina Bashabas Paragraph, Mazamatsu Homo Shira Dokum Bashabas, etc. Masuka Shakin, Zet Tamsham Varkham al Sukha Kozai, Fame Varkham al Matsu Koshivan, Tam Dokum. So he says, because the mitzvah of Sukha has to be more than just the first night from the sleeping perspective. Even though my friend Rabbi Yeshaya Greenwald once pointed out that it's ironic that, but we don't make the bracha on the Sheinu, we only make the bracha on the Achila. But since the Sheinu, well, the way I think Rabbi Greenwald explained, since the Sheinu aspect is what's behooving you to be in the sukkah, so then you can make a bracha even on the Achila. Is there a mitzvah of Suda of Holomoid? It could be a mitzvah, not a chiv.
Maybe also don't make it on the Shana because you can't be sure you're going to fall asleep. Suffolk breakfast, but you know you're going to eat.
Right, that's true. That's true. But the idea that he's saying is that the matzah, technically speaking, you could be finished with it after the first night, first two nights.
Rebbe, I saw an interesting shot by what Rebbe just said in the Kolbo, because the Kolbo Fraktikasha, according to those that it's a mitzvah, why don't you make a bracha when you eat kosher food? So the Kolbo says that the achila for the shar yamim is just because you're hungry. It's just a mini of an isra that you're not allowed to eat chametz. But there's not a mitzvah itself to eat.
Right, that's like the Rabbeinu Manoach.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay, now, on page 10, we have the famous words of the Vilna Gaon. This is the Sefer Maisa Rav, which is the Hanhagus of the Vilna Gaon. It says, Shiva Yomim Tochel Matzahs, Kol Shiva Mitzvah. The whole Shiva, Shiva. Like the Rishon we saw, the movement points us out of the Ben Ezra and the Tzikunim. V'einu Korei Lo Rishus, will God be lightly Rishon Shikovo. Whereas if you're contrasting it to the first night's an absolute obligation. The other nights is not, it's a mitzvah, it's not a complete Rishus, because it is a mitzvah. But it's not the same as the first night. The first night is a chovo, like putting on tefillin. It's a chovo, and the rest of the yontif is a rishus, but it's still a mitzvah. It's not a complete rishus. Avo pikein mitzvah midaraisa. Kein perishu yontif ain't sarif os. He says that yontif was pesach. It has an os. Pesach b'matzah, sukkahs b'sukkah. That's the os. And then he says, "Vayah mechabed ba'od mitzvah achilas matzah kol shiva." That he was mechabed is the mitzvah beyond v'achron. And this is the famous thing: beyond v'achron, he ochel suda shlishis. That he would eat shal shudas on the last day of Pesach. Avol pishol ochel shal shluds b'shay yontav, even though he did eat shal shudas on other yom tovim. Nechavivus mitzvah achilas matzah. There's mono holachlo. There's like the mitzvah's leaving, so he was so chaviv to the mitzvah, he would eat an extra meal, studa shlishis, on the last half Pesach. He's the one that clearly held that it's a mitzvah. And in the Tosas Rid, this is a different Tosas Rid. This is not on Yerushalmi. That's not the same Tosas Rid of the Rishon. On page 12, he says, he quotes the Vilna Gaon. But he says an interesting idea. He says, you see, the Vilna Gaon says it's a mitzvah. So he says like this: the Torah not the Rishus lechol kol shivas yomim matzal l'shem mitzvah uvelo ha Rishus haya also lechol matzal l'shem mitzvah achla teyavim mishum bal tosif. The Torah not the Rishus liyisrael lechol matzal kol shivas l'shem mitzvah. Okay, the Torah not the Rishus lechol matzal kol shivas l'shem mitzvah havikmo the Torah not the Rishus l'tipeya kamasha yirtza. In other words. So he's saying that it's a chiddush that you can have in mind l'shem mitzvah. It's not considered bal tosif, because maybe it should be considered bal tosif if you eat matzah the rest of the yontif and you have kavanah l'shem mitzvah.
Sukkim, they're pretty clear that all 7 days. So
right. So what's the pshat? Does that mean it's a mitzvah? That's a heter. You're allowed to eat matzah. Maybe it would be also to eat matzah. Maybe if the mitzvah is only the first night, maybe it's also to eat the rest. Oh, so that's a heter. Is it a mitzvah or a heter? Well, so he's
like
he's saying no. Maybe it's not a mitzvah. He's saying, look inside. Huh? The Torah not the Rishus lechol kol shivas yomim matzah v'lo Rishus haya also lechol. The Torah not the Rishus liyisrael lechol matzah kol shivas. Became the Torah not the Rishus b'shem mitzvah havikimod. The Torah not the Rishus nitein peyam k'mar sheyirtza truma k'mar sheyirtza. Kita, but sometimes you need truma, you can give a little bit, you can give much more if you want. So he's saying that maybe. That's another way of understanding the pasuk. Shivas yomim matzos tochel is that you have a heter to eat shivas yomim.
So where's the source that on the first day it's a
ba'erev tochel matzos? That which I just said before if you look at the context of the pasuk, isn't the mashma just the erev is no different? It's just a starting point. But Chazal has this Masorah that the erev tochu matzos is the zman hamitzvah. I mean, was the way our tradition is that erev tochu matzos is the chova, and even if you want to say like the Vilna Gaon, it's a mitzvah, but it's only a reshus. And what he's saying is farish. Again, this is not the Tosas Rid, the Rishon, the later Tosas Rid. He's saying that it's a heter, that it's not considered Baltosis. What are you saying?
It just says explicitly in the Pasuk.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what he's learning, that it's, yeah. So, so let's look at the Marshan. It's always good to look at the Marshan. The Litzvah Sheshivs, they don't learn Marshan so much. They just learn Marshan. You don't have to know every Marshan. You should know some Marshans. Okay. So look what he says. I got your letter. Aldashi Loso Hayosha Nogusham Kama Noshim Apion Huggus Echar Hamukhuna Mishem Tzadik. There's a person that is referred to as the Tzadik. She Yosha Sham Aziz Man Lavar Chol Zayin Yom Pesach Al Achilas Matzah. So this person who's called the Tzadik, his minhag is he made Al Achilas Matzah the whole Yotif, the whole 7 days. The room also, and you, the Shoyal, Shalom Gutman, Irer Alza. And you felt it's not so posh that you could make a bracha. But this tzaddik, he did it. He did the Emes Gamma Mogan of Rob, so similar to Tophelem Shlom Tess, he became Peshem Mariel. He became Peshem Chizkud, it's really Chosein Ika Mitzvah. And we see there are people, shittas that hold that it's a mitzvah. El she'en chova, b'chol mokum kosov she'en levarach. But even these poskim say you don't make a bracha. And then he quotes the Vilna Gaon and the Eben Ezra, all the, you know, Korizim Stechemen. He says this tzaddik and his chassidim, the chachamim were not happy with their practice of making a bracha. Yesh levatel haminig. You should levatel the minig. The chutz chashash brachol levatel ikra, because you're being mafsig between birkas hamotzi, right? Birkas hamotzi and then alachilas matzah. So you're being mafsig, and it's so normally like when you say like shemusukah, that's not hefsig. You mean hamotzi lechemanos like shemusukah because it's supposed to. It's part of the, but here. It's a hefsek maybe, and therefore you're causing the al achilas matzah to be because you're not allowed to be mafsek between the bracha and the beginning of the achila, and now you put this other bracha in. So that I'll tell you, Shlomo Zalman Orbach wrote a tshuva. He said that if you think you're supposed to do it, even if you're wrong, it's not a hefsek. He speaks about the famous shayla. If a person makes the other one, the seventh day of, the only yontif we don't make Shachianu is the seventh day of Pesach, the eighth day. Every other yontif we always make a Shachianu. So people normally, when they make Kiddush, they're used to, every time they make Kiddush, they're always making a Shachianu. So a lot of times people make a mistake if they make a Shachianu on the seventh day of yontif. So the question is, so they were mafsik between the Bar HaPiragothan and the Shtiyah. So the Kiddush is not a hefsik, was supposed to say the Kiddush. But maybe now that you said a Shachianu, that's a hefsek. So he said, no, because since you thought you were supposed to say it, even though you were wrong, that wasn't considered. It's not like you only did it because you thought it was something part of that you're supposed to do. So it could be that this person who made al achilas matzah on the man, maybe it would be considered that you lost the bracha. But he says that. That he says that this person, this tzaddik, I don't know who he's referring to. You have to get a good historian to find out who the Marsham.
Which tzaddik, man? That's a good question.
Who the Marsham was referring to when he said that also tzaddik, he was. He says he says this person hamachuna b'shem tzaddik. He's called the tzaddik.
It sounds like
you're derogate. No, I think it doesn't mean derogate. There was people who held from him, called him the tzaddik. So, and the safety.
I don't understand this reason. I mean, every time you say the wrong bracha, you think it's the right bracha.
So, but here you're adding an extra bracha. You're adding an extra bracha, so if you really weren't supposed to, then it could be a hefsek. The Sefer Yofel Lalev, Rachman Nissen Yitzchak Falaji, the son of Rav Chaim Falaji. So he says that maybe it's not so bad.
What are people doing?
Yeah, take a look at page 19 at the bottom. He quotes the Sechemet. Quotes the different sheetas, and then he says, "Stay chemin lachas shadocha masharon shenogim beiru levarcha matza alchitz matza kol chivas the eitze." But then he says that, but the Rishonim say it's a mitzvah. So he says you shouldn't make it. But he says that the Yofel Lalev, the Sechem says, that it says Tov Olav Bracha, that he's making Marbe Bebrachas. And also, that if he's eating Matz, which he's making an extra Bracha, but he says, no, that just means Alati Lassidayim, Avotzi, Brachasimazon, but not that the Alakim. He's an extra bracha. He doesn't think you should be doing that. And that's the piece of the Netziv. There's a Gemara, page 23, in Pesachim Ladav Mem. Mar Barei de Ravina, Sanachta Le Imei Ba'arbe. What does that mean? Let's see. Look at the Rashbam on top. Benachto imechitim tchilas chotzei l'sarach haPesach. So his mother would get a lot of wheat tzarach Pesach, and she would put it arbi below areva in a big basket, and she would save it for Pesach. All this wheat, and arbi is like a very big basket. So the Tziv writes on page 25 at the bottom. He says, "V'derech achilas matzah shmura b'shivus yemei Pesach emes ki kein nitzon b'maisa rab." He said the Vilna Gaon said it's a mitzvah, but where did he get it from? So he wants to bring a raya from this Gemara in Pesachim that the mother put a lot of chitim in the basket. Page 26. I'm reading the Barbarian Ravina Pnachtale Chitim Kurba Arbi, even Shum Leila Yantif Lechod Lamelo Le Arbi. Because he says he wouldn't think you need such a big basket that's so put so chid if all you're going to have matzah is on the first two nights. So, first, yeah. And it must be he was eating it the whole Pesach. So that's why he was. And then he says, it's interesting. We never thought that you should make a bracha, but he writes, now, I'm not sure if it's a bracha levatol. That's interesting. He's not so confident that in other words, he doesn't think, but he's not willing to say that it's a bracha levatol. As you say, Shekhar Shonim is a Sovetsivanu, Alachilas Matzah. You're eating matzah. So maybe that's not called the Bracha Levatol.
What's the argument that is given that goes contrary to the Psukkah? The Psukkah say, Shiva Siyami Matzah Tachel. What is the.
I told you, that could be just a heter. It could be, it means that if you want to eat a bread type food, so you eat it, but not that you get a mitzvah.
In a vacuum, you could say that. Right? So right. Probably shave a sukkah until summer. You're in a sukkah, so
no, because then it's not. But here, you're eating matzah. You are eating matzah.
Well, if it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah.
If it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. But he's saying maybe it is a mitzvah. I mean, the Vilna Gaon didn't make a bracha, even though he held it was a mitzvah. He didn't make a bracha al achilas matzah the whole rest of the chag.
But there's two psukim that say Shiva Simim Tachel, and then from the Yom, the other one also insinuates that for a period of more than 1 or 2 days.
So what's your shita? Your shita is it's a mitzvah. You're like the Vilna Gaon, it's a mitzvah. You're just reading the Chumash. Don't blame me. You say, don't blame me. It's the Chumash.
Well, they don't give convincing arguments otherwise.
And according to you, you maybe should make a bracha, right?
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but obviously I would defer to someone who's more learned.
Just defer to the Minhag Olam.
Reb, Chaim Kanievsky in his Peirush on the Rokeach that he did has an interesting taich in the Pasuk of Shivas Yomim. It starts off, Ach b'yom harishon, yom rishon is mali. The word Rishon is Mali. He goes, Ach is Begamatria Chova. It's off by one. But the Rokeach says it's Begamatria Chova. The end of the Pasuk, it says Rishon again, but it's Chaser Vav. And the Rokeach says it's Chaser Vav, Kivav, Kivav Yamim Rishus, Melechel Matzah. So that's his Taich in the Pasuk. It's Ach Biyom Rishon, it's a Chova. There it's Mali. And Ach is Begamatria Chova. It's chaser vav.
And they say on that also that there's some hole that maybe on the day one, even in the daytime, there's a hole. We don't assume like that. Then there's
also maybe making a bracha is not any worse than what we do, that we make a bracha on Minhagim.
Right, so we make a bracha on Minhagim. Right, we make a bracha on Minhagim, so maybe there's no worse than making a bracha on a minhag. Right, in other words, when we say halal on Rosh Chodesh, Ashkenazim, make a bracha, even though it's not a chas. So Ari Feldman is saying, Hagona Rav Ari Feldman is saying, that so why can't I make? Maybe that's what the tzaddik held.
Meaning that the fact that it says odd, it doesn't end at that night.
Right. That's the simple shot. So maybe the question is, Ari, if you hold that you can't make a bracha on a minhag, so then what? So I used to think, that the Rambam, and then I saw Rav Avad Yosef has this, that the Rambam writes that Rambam Sheet is Bracha Levatol is a Daraisa. So I always thought that if you have Rav Yosef quotes some, that that's why the Rambam holds that you can't make a bracha in a minute. And that's why the Rambam holds that a woman can't make a bracha because it's l'shitaso, that it's bracha l'vatala is the right. So whereas Rav Tam, who holds that bracha l'vatala is only the Rabbanon, he permits all these things for women and etc. But the Netziv, this is the first time in my life I saw this Netziv on page 27 and 28. Because everyone agrees, you see, this is the question. Everyone agrees that on Yantav Sheni, at the second Seder, you make brachas. It's only a minute. So there's a famous Briskerov that says there's two types of minhagim. Well, a minhag that exists as a mitzvah elsewhere. Like on the first day, it's a mitzvah, all these things. The second day, you're doing the same thing again. But Torah's minhag, that type of minhag, you can make a bracha on because it's a chefza shel mitzvah. But something like clapping Hoshanas or whatever, you know, the things are going around, it's only a minhag devim, so that you'd never make a bracha on such a minhag. So the Netziv, he doesn't work with this Brisker idea. He says, the fact that everyone makes a bracha on Yontif Sheni is indicative, and the Rambam also, so it's indicative that even those that hold you, that you don't make a bracha on a minhag, if you did it, won't be a bracha of a tov. Even the Rambam, that's the chiddush. So look what he says. You want to see this? Unbelievable, Ari. Look on page 28, second arrow. Of Avada Sriya. Al Pisa Nogu Hanoshim Lavarach on Mitzvah Sese Shazman Grabba Gav Ladas Arambam. Came and chain also Lavarach Al Shanogu Roy Lassos Lahem Nachas Ruach. But as the Gemara says, you can always make a bracha to give Nachas Ruach. But I always thought, but the din of Nachas Ruach, Shechter points out, is only a din Rabbanan. So so Tosis holds bracha l'vatala only the Rabbanan. But the Rambam holds it's daraisa. So he says no, that it's daraisa. But when you make a bracha on a minhag, then you're not mechuyev to. But if you do it, it's not a bracha l'vatala. He says, and that's why there are women that make a bracha mitzvah sasech as an grama, even for the Rama. He says, so you see from Yantav Sheni that there's no Isser, so then if there's no Isser, then you're even allowed to do it. So this is that's a chiddush. That was the chiddush is that the Rama, he's claiming the Rama would hold this way. Because if you don't hold from the Brisker Rav Sfara that the two sides of Menhagim, everyone agrees that you make a bracha on Yantav Sheni. But you could say, like Rav Shechter says, maybe Yantav Sheni is not a minhag, it's a takana, yeah. But it's a minhag. For Nogu, minhag miyadenu, it's a minhag, and yet we still make a bracha. So it must be that that's not considered bracha l'vatala because they're saying we're following the minhag, is also the tzivah to do this minhag. So. But that's so. That was the big chiddush for me, is that the simple pshat I always believed. I still, you know, that if the Sfardim hold bracha l'vatala as the raisa, they won't let women make a bracha on the lulav, and they won't make a bracha on the vinog on halal and Rosh Chodesh. But he's saying that if you want, you could even according to the Rambam, so even for the Sfardim. And this ties into the discussion about making what you said, Ari, about making a bracha al achilas matzah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. Because it's a mitzvah, maybe it's a mitzvah or maybe it's a minhag or whatever. So you can still say Shalom is the son of Sinan, because especially if it's a minhag.
Would putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, would that raise a question about that, or not really, because it's a mitzvah whether you believe you have to put it on or not on Chol HaMoed, it's still a mitzvah.
Yeah, unless you hold it hostage or not.
Right.
That's what the Beis Yosef said. They used to put on Tefillin on Chol Moed, and they found the Zohar says you chayav misa if you do it.
And on top of that, you're making a bracha, so it's even worse.
Yeah.
Why did you
Because the word is like this. Hashem says to you that the Kedushas Hayom of the Yontif or Chol Moed is like my tefillin. So I'm giving you my tefillin. So you're putting your tefillin. God, you're offering me your tefillin. I have my own tefillin. So it's insulting when somebody's offering and you don't take them off. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, we made it. Even though there was a little difficulty to get started. But once we got started, and I want to remind everyone, next week I have Yahrzeit for my father, second Yahrzeit, and we're going to have that's why we're still, usually we sometimes end by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Shabbos. We'll have one shiur into Nisan, and it's Bo Bayom. Right? And we'll try, if anyone who's in the neighborhood could be here, that'll help to
get don't dive a marv.
With Dav Marv.
Taking a risk in case there's...
No, we'll make sure to get people. So,
all right, guaranteed.
That's just a shame. Brings a meeting. Okay, a good night, everybody. Good to see you. Yeah. Okay.